I have to know myself to know that I love to give. Platonically and romantically, I am a giver. It's the cancer. The cancer jumps. It leaps like a leaping frog. But it's so important. It's just so important to be able to set those boundaries, to know when enough is enough, to know that it's okay to love people and keep them at a distance. That's something that I've had to learn this. Hey, Jesus. I'm triggering myself. What? I'm a classic man. Hello, you are welcome to episode 37 of the Classic Manny Show. It is your boy, V1, V only, and for the first time in a while, it is me alone today. I hope you all are well, blessed, and highly flavoured. Yes, I said flavoured. I hope you're flavoured as well, in Jesus' name. But yeah, I have been gone for a few weeks, just 2 weeks, but I've been gone with reason, and I think I'll get into that in depth towards the end of the episode. But I hope you all are well nonetheless. We've got a bit of freedom. I hope you guys have enjoyed the sun, meet up with your friends, loved ones, all that good stuff. Before we go any further, make sure to use the hashtag TCM show, join the conversation on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter as well, I have got a new account, The Classic Man, to explain, hope for the last time, because I've answered this question about 50 times now. My previous account, The Classic Manny, was suspended for copyright. So, of course, the account being a stan account back in the day came back to haunt me, because a lot of my copyright strikes have been for music from my old tweets, nothing, not even like the recent tweets, because I'm more aware of copyright, all that kind of stuff, especially on Twitter as well. So that was for an old tweet from 2016, I believe, a hot mess. But in a way, I was annoyed only because of the podcast, like 10,000 followers was useful in terms of promoting the podcast. But on the other hand as well, I was dying for a reset. To be honest, I wanted a reset because I felt like I was following a lot of people that I just maybe outgrew, didn't like what they were tweeting or sharing, whatever. And I didn't have time to actually go through each person and unfollow, whatever soft block I got to do. So creating a new account has definitely helped in that regard as well. I think I'm following people that I vibe with, they support me and vice versa. There's no like bad vibes on my timeline. I love it. I absolutely love it. So yeah, my new account is The Classic Man. As I said, use the hashtag TCM show to let me know your thoughts on today's episode. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast if you are an Apple Podcast listener. It does help the kid. Of course, just use 1 minute of your day to just talk about how much you love the podcast. Give it a good 5-star. Thank you. God bless you. One love. Don't forget to share the episode as well on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, your favorite place to share, with your friends, all that good stuff. But yes, it's time for us to get into the classic fave. And I can't believe I've not spoken about her on this podcast, especially as a pop culture podcast. But we're going to be talking about Lady Gaga. There's so much to appreciate when it comes to Lady Gaga. So just her journey, her music, her artistry, her visuals, her fashions, even her daring ones. Ones that didn't make sense to us at the time, but it's classics for us today. Yeah, there's a lot to appreciate. From researching about her journey when it comes to upbringing, music, she is the epitome of perfecting your craft. She played the piano from when she was 4 years old, was performing at shows from a young age, went to music school, and you can see how all those things have helped her to become who she is today. I love her. I think out of all the pop girls, especially from the past 10 to 20 years, she is one that stood out instantly. And I think that's what made her journey even fun to witness from the get-go. Now, I want to talk about the fame because, of course, that's her debut album. But also, it is one of the best pop albums I've witnessed in my lifetime. The singles were perfectly picked. We had Just Dance, Poker Face, and Nothing Else I Can Say, which I love. That song is so underrated. Love Game and Paparazzi. Amazing songs. These are songs that I still listen to today. I was playing in the shower in full blast, and we'll get into how her music has aged very well in a bit, but that's from her debut album, The Fame, and she released an EP, which was an extension of The Fame, which was The Fame Monster. Freaking amazing. We had Alejandro, Monster, oh, Get Out, just fantastic. The girls of today are not giving us pop debuts like this. They are not giving us a pop debut, honey. To this Lady Gaga standard, like, the image stood out, the sound stood out. And what I love about Lady Gaga's music is the fact that the production is just as amazing as her vocal delivery. And I feel like her hidden vocals are not discussed enough. I love her hidden vocals. If I can find any, I'll probably insert them here.
Nobody.
Yeah, she is just amazing at what she does. You can tell that her being into like music, her playing the piano, cause I think I read about how her being a pianist definitely helps her with her ear for music. So you can definitely tell from the harmonies, the ad-libs, the hidden vocals, just even her delivery as an artist. For God's sake, Lady Gaga, may God bless her, especially for these classics. It's literally one of the best pop eras of our time. My favourite unreleased song from her is actually I Wish You Were Here. I think that was just before she became Lady Gaga. I think she was known as Stefani. I think her government name, I believe. So she has had a very successful career with 12 Grammy Awards, many Guinness World Records, awarded for Songwriter Hall of Fame. And her pen game is actually really amazing. Like, her pen game is exceptional. She's entered the acting and the makeup world over the years as well. My favourite album would have to be The Fame / The Fame Monster, because that's where a majority of my faves are. If I go into The Fame Monster, of course, Bad Romance. Oh, let's get into that. Let's get into Bad Romance, because that song, I'm so upset it didn't go to number one in America. It should have gone to number one in America. I think it was beaten by Kesha, I believe. I can't remember if it was Kesha. Bad Romance has aged so well. I loved it as a kid, but listen to it with a more mature ear. Oh, for God's sake. The intro alone, it gets you so hyped. Oh, bloody love her. Alejandro, another one that's a classic. Monster, what else? I also love, of course, Just Dance, Love Game, Paparazzi. Poker Face was definitely a favorite. I think out of all the songs as a kid, Poker Face was my favorite. But my favorite as an adult has definitely changed. I'll get into that in a bit. My favorite song as an adult is Marry the Night. I'm gonna marry tonight. Oh, no. I'm gonna marry tonight. I ain't gonna cry anymore. I'm gonna... Oh, fucking amazing. Marry tonight is amazing. Like, the instrumentals, the production, her vocal delivery, fantastic. Born This Way, I love it. I love the message behind the song. Judas, oh God. Now, Judas was a guilty pleasure. Okay, it was one song that I was like, I'm just a holy fool, baby, so cruel, I still love Judas, baby. I was doing the sign of the cross whilst listening to that song, like, how can she say Judas is a demon that she clings to? I said, dang. I said, no, Gaga, no, but it slaps. I felt like I was singing that song under duress because like, it was so good. Like, it just sounded so pleasing to the ears. What else do I love? The Edge of Glory. That song is excellence. That is literally pop excellence. Oh God, Gaga. She has given us classics. Classics that I would love my kids to hear in the future. Classics that I am still loving over a decade later. Because the Born This Way album came out in 2011. So yes, it has been 10 years. And let's get into art pop, because at the time, I didn't like the album. I did not like Art Pop, the album, but there are certain songs that I love. I love Sex Dream. We thought we were going to get a Rihanna collaboration or Rihanna remix with that one, but that didn't happen. I love Venus. G-U-Y. I want to be the G-U-Y. G-U-Y, it slaps the production. It's sick. Art Pop, I love the song. One song that I love a lot now is Applause. I hated it, but I think I hated it because of the way it was overplayed on TV and radio. It was overplayed, I can't lie to you, but as an adult, I love it so much now. A-B-B-L-A-U-S-C. Like, it's just again, the hidden vocals I was talking about, like, it's not something that is the main vocal, but just that as well. She made pop very exciting when she came out. She made pop so fun. Like, you said that she was different. She talks about being raised in a Catholic home and going to Catholic school and her standing out. And even though she might feel like, you know what, she was isolated or she didn't feel like she fit in, it helped her today. Like, she stands out so much today and it's amazing. Phenomenal. A babe. an absolute babe. Joanne, the album, it wasn't really a favourite, but Perfect Illusion, that is one of her best songs. The whole construction of the song, oh, don't get me started. The key change, and then the instrument of the guitar, oh, excellence. It's the excellence for me. And of course, you're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. That song is beautiful as well. It's a very beautiful song. I love Shallows from A Star Is Born, the soundtrack. My workplace, my previous job, not the one I have now, my previous job I spoke about in my Me Get Suspended Over Lollipop story time, episode 3, I believe. Go and check that out. They played Shallow every single day, and I had no problems with that. I had no problems with that at all. I was like, you know what? It's just amazing. Tell me something, boy. Is that is it the bridge? Is that part of the bridge of the song? Like that part? Like Gaga? Stephanie? May God bless. Of course, with Chromacid. Okay, let me try one more time. Chromatria? The bush is jumping right now, but it is very well with my soul. Yes, big shout out to Gaga. I'm rooting for her. She has achieved so much in her career. Yeah, I love me some Gaga, but let me know your thoughts using the hashtag TCM show. Let me know what is your favorite Lady Gaga album, songs, era, favorite moment. Of course, the meat dress. You can't forget about that now. We can't forget about the meat dress. We can't forget about her performing Paparazzi and the fake blood dripping from her stomach or from her chest. I can't remember what it was exactly, but literally, she's had a lot of iconic moments, a lot of iconic performances, she's had a lot of achievements. Kudos to Lady Gaga, kudos to her. It is now time for us to go into latest releases, and I want to start off with Tamira's Wickedest. This song is a follow-up from my favourite song from last year, which is Flipside. I wanna sleep all day, catch me on the flip side. Oh, she is so amazing. She's back with another banger. Tamira is a co-writer in this song, and another co-writer on this song that I want to even big up right now is Ari Pensmith. He is doing bits. You know, I was talking to Bella and Shah a few days ago, and we were talking about Ari Pensmith and the song that he's written. He is behind a lot of the songs I discussed on this podcast, and it is crazy because he's from the UK, just doing amazing things. He is behind a lot of my favorite songs, including Dying for Your Love by Snow Allegra, Keys to the Kingdom, which was part of the Black is King, The Gift soundtrack. His vocals are on the hook for Vexo by Kay Trinada, who I only learned how to pronounce his name recently. Me and names and just certain words, as you can tell from me trying to pronounce Lady Gaga's album, is a hot mess. But Kay Trinada, amazing album. He also won a Grammy for that as well. Evil Life for Bella. Say a prayer for me. I'm surrounded by some people that need prayer for me. Tell them keep me from that evil eye. Addiction for Doja Cat, which it really upset me it was not a single, because Addiction is a perfect song for radio, for pop, but he's also behind that as well. He's also behind Justin Skye's When You're Ready, Secrets. I also believe Bulletproof from her EP Bear in Mind, one of my favorite R&B EP / albums of recent years. He's also behind Tamira's Wickedest, which is her recent single. It slaps severely. I feel like her sound is so unique to what's out there right now in UK R&B. She's a very stunning babe. She kind of looks like Tammy Clark. I don't know if you guys know the YouTuber Tammy Black, you know. She looks like the YouTuber Tammy Clark, who has got her collaborations with Revolution, doing amazing things as well. They look so alike. Tamira is best known for being on X Factor a couple of years ago, and she's been doing so well. She has found her own sound. She's found her own lane, and I love this for her. I think she's got a project coming very soon. I saw she posted not an interlude, but you know, like those intros talking about who she is, her artistry, her journey, which is amazing to see. I'm super excited for her. Next, I want to talk about Shaybo, who is actually killing the game right now as well. Another UK artist. She's got a new song, Mud. I also want to talk about her Colours performance for No Pressure as well, but I was not recording that week. But it's a perfect time to talk about her music. It just shows how consistent she's been as well, because No Pressure was a few weeks ago, literally, and we've got another song, Mud. She has been so consistent this year. I'm rooting for her. Her sound is a sound that I feel like is now starting to register in my head. I'll be able to recognize her on radio, at events. I'll be like, okay, that is definitely Shaybo on this song. As I said, No Pressure and Mud. I love the message behind the song. It's about her journey, trusting people, fame, where she's come from, where she's heading. I love Shaybo. She's a very stunning babe. I love that the fashions are making sense as well, because not a lot of these artists of today, they might be talented, but the fashions is not fashioning. But with Shaybo, I feel like she's finding herself. She's finding herself as an artist, and it's very beautiful to see. And speaking of her as well, she's also featured on Georgia Smith's song Bust Down, another amazing song. As I said, she is just featuring on the right songs. She is collaborating with the right people, releasing the right songs. I'm excited for her journey. The last song I want to talk about is Amorphous, who released his first debut single featuring Kehlani, Back Together. Now, Amorphous is best known for his mashups and his remixes of popular music, which has led him to working with Fat Joe. That's the song that samples Rihanna's Kiss It Better and Luther Vandross as well. Like, it is just amazing to see his journey, because I've actually followed him for years now, because we all started from Stan Twitter. He was making a lot of his mashups through there as well, and for him to build his own name, his own identity, it is beautiful to see. I'm so proud of him, literally, from creating mashups from his home to being recognized by Oprah, being on billboards in Times Square. I'm so excited for him. He is so deserving of this. He has actually put himself out there to be recognized and to be seen. So big shout out to him. Kehlani has been killing the features as well. She's also on T-Pain's I Like That, which I'm not really a fan of as much as Back Together. Back Together slaps for me. It's such a feel-good summer song. It's just Kehlani's vocals. Of course, Amorphous is a producer, so he's the lead artist. Something like DJ Khaled, because he doesn't really sing. You know, that's his ad-libs and that's it. But yeah, Amorphous produced the song, and Kehlani's blessed not with her vocals. Kehlani is just... Oh, I love her. I love her. Like, she is just so amazing. I love who we are, who we ain't. Like, it's just an amazing song. Amazing song is literally top three, I believe, in my on repeat playlist. Hold on, let me look at my on repeat playlist. That is literally top four at this moment, to be honest. Top four. Amazing song. She's doing amazing things. I now want to go into my honorable mentions, and I think I might introduce the podcast more often. These are songs that are not new releases, but they are songs I want to talk about, or I might have not had time to talk about in a previous episode. So I've got two. The first one is Sere Remix. The original featured Fireboy DML, but the remix features Black. I used to call him Slack, but after this remix, I have to respect him, because that man is not slacking. He is such a perfect addition to this song. It's just amazing, sonically pleasing. It gives me brunch vibes. I definitely recommend. This is the Sere Remix by Spinor featuring Fireboy DML and Black. Yeah, Sere is spelled S-E-R-E. Spinor is S-P-I-N-A-L-L. I'm also really loving Fireboy DML. He's got a song, I believe it's called Jealous. Let me go and check. Hold on. I want to make sure I'm not giving you guys alternative facts. Fireboy DML's got a song. Hold on. Yeah, it's called Jealous. The song is called Jealous. It came out 2019. I love that song as well. I also want to talk about Nicki Minaj's Seeing Green featuring Drake and Lil Wayne. Guys, this song makes me so happy. If you guys see me quoting every single Nicki line from her verse in my captions on Instagram, don't ask me questions. Just like it. Finish the lyric for me. Finish the lyric, because, wow. I feel like Nicki, Drake, and Wayne sound their best on this song. Like, they're giving us their best selves on this collab. They are back together again, giving us captions, giving us vibes. Like, the sample is sick. Everyone's delivery is sick, but Nicki, this is the Nicki that I want consistently. I love it. So Seeing Green is part of the songs that were added to the re-release of Beam Me Up, Scotty, which is her mixtape from, I believe, over a decade ago. That was my first time actually hearing it in full, because of course I'd heard about Itty Bitty Piggy, that's a classic in itself, but I had never heard the EP until it was re-released, and I have got my favourites. Like, there was actually no skips for me, there was no skips for me listening to that, and it's such a reminder of why she's a queen. She is the queen of rap for real, because to be able to last this long in the industry, God, it is sick. And that's what I'm saying, when I heard Seeing Green for the first time, I thought it was part of the EP. Seeing Green sounds like a classic, doesn't even make sense, but Fractions was also released as a single, I think Crooked Teeth as well. The song that I love from the EP, Slumber Party featuring Gucci Mane, Shopaholic featuring Gucci Mane again, Bobby Valentino, and F1 Joe, I believe that's his name, Gotta Go Hard featuring Lil Wayne. Still I Rise, probably my favourite, like my number one favourite, and of course Beam Me Up Scotty, that gets me hyped as well. But it is an amazing EP. Is that EP has more structure than some people's albums in 2021. Let's process that. How can a 12-year-old EP have a better structure and sound more timeless than an album that has been released in recent time from some of our new babes? As I always say, I don't throw shade, I shed light. And this is the light I'm giving you guys right now. I'm giving you the facts. Okay. But yes, big shout out to Nikki. I love Seeing Green so much. It hits different, you know? But big shout out to her and shout out to Drake and Wayne. Let me know your thoughts on the latest releases / the honorable mentions using the hashtag TCM Show. It's now time to get into the trending topics. I'm going to start off with Swizz Beatz and Timbaland and their recent verses. So they had one in March 2020, I believe, which is what actually kicked Versus off, and it made it a popular show that it is today. And I believe they had a rematch, and during the show, Swizz Beatz actually called Justin Timberlake out for quote-unquote taking from black culture and saying that he should come on Versus to come and celebrate black culture. Guys, I was extremely embarrassed. I was so embarrassed, because why are we begging white people to join us at our table? How does that, like, why? And you know what? I give Justin Timberlake a lot of slack, because I'm a Britney Spears stan, number one. Number two, of course, there is some truth to what Swizz Beatz is saying, but we can't just act as if it's just JT acting Justin Timberlake that took from black culture. When I say we, the black producers, such as Timbaland, offered our sound to him on a silver platter. Abby, if I'm wrong, let me know, use the hashtag TCM show. Let's have a conversation. For me, it's just very cringe, if I'm being very honest with you. We've all contributed to it, to be honest. We have consumed the music chat. Cry Me a River. We're here crying a river. We're here doing Love Stone. We're here doing Mirrors. Holy Grail. The rappers that he's collabed with, the producers that he's collabed with, have all been a part of this. So if you're going to call him out, call them out as well. But it's the begging for me. The begging is what makes it even worse. Like, why? Why? You guys have said that, oh, Jenna doesn't have the hits to come on the show, but we're going to invite Justin Timberlake. It's part of the problem. Another example of this is Brandy. She got her first BET nomination this year for Baby Mama. I think BET started their awards shows in 2001/2. Brandy's Full Moon album, arguably her best album to date, came out a year after. She got no nominations. Guess who got a nomination though? Justin Timberlake. I can't blame him for that. I have to blame our people. We are part of the problem. I was fuming. I said, Brandy? Not get a BET award? My question is, who was doing like Brandy in her prime? Don't get me vexed. Do not get me vexed. The black organizations, the black awards shows, the black producers, the black rappers are all part of the issue when it comes to Justin Timberlake. And not even just him, the white artists that feel very comfortable with our sound and in our spaces. Do you understand me? I can't even blame the audience. Like, we have no choice but to consume certain things sometimes, and especially during that time where we were not as alert, not as aware, if that makes sense. It's just mad. It's very embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. I feel like Justin Timberlake definitely benefited from the culture, you know, because our sound is lit. Let's not get it twisted. Our sound is timeless. But to now come and say he stole. Did you guys not hand it to him? Find shame in the nearest exit. It's so, ugh. It gave me the ick. It actually gave me the ick. Oh, anyway, next up, I want to talk about Blue Therapy. Blue Therapy is a show that follows two couples, Chioma and Paul, and Deborah and Jamil. It follows them in their therapy sessions with a therapist, quote unquote. Now, with Chioma and Paul, the main issues with their relationship is Paul's sister not knowing boundaries, him wanting her to be almost like a housewife, if I'm being honest with you. And with Jamil, it's just, with Jamil and Deborah, is lack of transparency, lack of honesty. Blue Therapy is part of Trend Central, and Trend Central is best known for Backchat. Backchat is a show that was very popular a few years ago on YouTube. And let me just say, they understood the assignment with Blue Therapy, because it's so different to what I could have ever imagined from Backchat. If you tell me, predict what Trend Central would do a year or two from now, I would not have thought of this concept at all. So kudos to them on that. It was a 6-episode season with 2 extra episodes, which was called The Aftermath. It was very interesting. I got to know of Chioma when she wanted to get into acting, so I wouldn't be surprised if this was scripted or if this was exaggerated. But nonetheless, the acting, if it is acting, is exceptional. Chioma was crying with bogeys. You know how the tear is a different color from the rest of the foundation? That is what we were getting from her. We've got Paul, who is just mad. You got Jamil, who is just so nonchalant, and you got Deborah, who is just, who we thought was just mad for no reason, but eventually he confesses that he cheated on her with his ex, who he told her there's nothing to worry about. There was a lot to worry about, to be honest. The ghetto. But it's just very interesting. And I was saying that even though it might be scripted, exaggerated, might not be real, these are examples of what is going on in the dating scene in the UK, especially with hetero people. Like, I have a lot of heterosexual friends, and those relationships, I would not even wish that on my worst enemy. Can I even call it relationships? Those situationships, those no sense, just go with the flow. It makes me sick. It actually makes me sick. Like, I would not wish that on my worst enemy. There's a lot of issues with, like, communication and manipulation, gaslighting, suffering in silence. Trigger warning, Chioma and Paul chose to have an abortion, but she later says that it's a thing where she felt pressured to do that by Paul, and he didn't speak about how he felt post her getting the abortion, all that kind of stuff. What annoyed me was when the therapist said, well, at the end of the day, you sat in the chair. I said, what? She's talking about potentially being coerced into having to have an abortion, and you're saying, but she sat in the chair. Like, what? That part really rubbed the wrong way. But big shout out to Andy from Trend Central, the whole team, the production, Chioma, Paul, Deborah, and Jamil. Amazing content. We actually do need that. We have all these Only Way is Essex, all this Made in Chelsea. We need our own, and I think it's a good start for what could potentially come from Trend Central. Let me know your thoughts on Blue Therapy using the hashtag TCM Show. Finally, for the trending topics, I want to talk about Issa Rae. Issa Rae announced a few months ago that Insecure gonna have his last season, which I spoke about on the podcast. I was heartbroken, but after the news I've been hearing about Issa Rae over the past few months, I completely understand why. Issa Rae is joining Spider-Man into the Spider Universe, and that is a huge deal. She's joining as Spider-Woman, and her journey has just been so beautiful to witness. Like, I am a huge Issa Rae fan, from Awkward Black Girl, of course, to Insecure, till now. She's in big movies, working behind the scenes, all that good stuff. Big shout out to Issa Rae. I just wanted to mention that quickly, give her a big shout. I'm excited for season 5 of Insecure. My heart is gonna break when it ends, but it's an amazing show that I'm gonna watch over and over again for the rest of my life. But yes, I'm gonna take a water break, then we're gonna get into the discussion. It's now time for us to get into the discussion for today's episode, and I'll be talking about self-development, because child, the last few weeks has definitely been overwhelming, and I think what has triggered it is me turning 25 soon. I'll be 25 in July the 2nd, and of course I don't want to put a timestamp on age, but the reality is, I'm not getting any younger. There is so much to think about in terms of career progression, in terms of just me being a better person for myself, so I can be good for people around me, for potential relationships, for friendships, all that good stuff. And it has just been very overwhelming to think about. Like, there's so much to think about, especially being an adult in London. It's so expensive, chat. Oh God, it is overwhelming. But I wanted to talk about it because, like, you know what, I'm sure there's a lot of people that can relate to this. I'm very open on the podcast, and this is the first time in a while that I've done an episode on my own, so it's good to just have a catch up with you guys about where I've been in terms of life. In terms of 2025, I'm excited because I've got so much things planned with just being around people that I love, that love me back as well. It's just amazing to see. Yes, but I think being someone that self-reflects a lot and is very self-aware is a blessing. I don't think I can complain about that. But people are enjoying their life because they don't give a heck. They have no clue to even give a heck, if that makes sense. Like, I really understand why people choose to be ignorant. Not ignorant, ignorant. I get why people choose to act oblivious, because being an adult is long. Having to be mature, having to navigate through things as an adult is just, I'm literally rolling my eyes. I've had to reflect on so much. In terms of career, I feel like I'm in a company where I do love it. I have felt the progress. It has been amazing. It's almost been a year and a half. It's my longest time at a company. It's my first corporate job. Very lovely place in terms of, like, culture. The people that I work with, amazing people. But I think, thinking about being 25 and thinking about having to progress in that regard as well, it is a lot. Thinking about just demanding for more, it's been a blessing nonetheless. I think taking this time off for the 2 weeks I didn't record, just to reflect, because those Saturdays and Sundays I did absolutely nothing. Bank holiday, I did nothing. I literally just reflected, laid in my bed, watched my shows, and just gave myself time to breathe and reset, because it was a lot. It was really, really a lot, you know. So that's that. In terms of goals as well, in terms of the podcast, you know, it's tough having to motivate yourself. Having a podcast on your own has its pros and cons. Let me start with that. It has its pros and cons. Of course, you have control, all that stuff. But having to be that person that thinks of the idea of the podcast, of each episode, having to reach out to people, having to promote the podcast, thinking about the future of the podcast, just doing everything, thinking of the creative direction, even to, like, promotion, thinking about your Instagram, it is a lot. It's not for the faint-hearted. Being a creative, period, is not for the faint-hearted. Being a content creator is not for the faint-hearted. You have to be consistent. I almost even record this week, but I was like, you know what, I've promised myself I can't go above 2 weeks without recording an episode. That is what I'm recording. But I'm even happy that I did, like, talking about Lady Gaga, talking about latest releases, going in on Swizz Beatz. Like, it's part of pop culture. It's why I created this podcast, to be honest with my thoughts, to just be able to even share what I'm going through in my personal life, like how I am right now. That's why I created a podcast. So I'm saying all that to say, even though there's gonna be times where you're gonna question, okay, is this gonna be worth it? You have to remember the why. I've discussed it before on the podcast. I had to take my own advice. Like, the why behind this podcast is for me to feel safe, to share my opinions, to share my progress, to share how I feel, my mental health, all that stuff. It's all part of why the podcast exists, if that makes sense. So going through those times, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, oh, who am I going to bring on the podcast, or where's the podcast going, it's going to get the recognition that it deserves, all that stuff. I have to remember the why is I want to progress. And I feel like if I compare my podcast journey to my YouTube journey, I feel so confident in myself. Like, to even be able to even sit here, record episodes on my own, is insane. And talk for this long, look at the time and tell me on my channel, was I talking for that long? I was not. I hated talking. But yes, I've had to process a lot of things in terms of friendships, things that I probably swept under the rug, things that I thought didn't really bother me like that to the extent, but it not bothered me, but I had to really look at and understand the why behind it, all that kind of stuff. Because of course, as you get older, especially when you get to this age, so I've heard from different people, you're going to gain friends, you're going to lose friends. And it's not nice. I've never had a friendship heartbreak, if I'm being honest with you, because with each one that has left, there's always been a reason, and the reason was pending. That makes sense. The reason was clear before it even ended. That makes sense. It was just a matter of time. So I don't think I've experienced fresh heartbreak, but it's not a nice experience having to lose people or have to let go of people that are no longer serving you or have never even served you in the first place. It's an issue where I have to know myself to know that I love to give. Platonically and romantically, I am a giver. It's the cancer. The cancer jumps. It leaps like a leaping frog. But it's so important. It's just so important to be able to set those boundaries, to know when enough is enough, to know that it's okay to love people and keep them at a distance. That's something that I've had to learn this. Hey, Jesus. I'm triggering myself. What? I don't tweet or talk about this stuff thinking that I'm better than anybody. I tweet and talk about this stuff whilst talking to myself, if that makes sense. Like, I'm not here to attack anybody. If you feel attacked, I do too. Okay. You're not alone in feeling attacked at this present moment in time. But I'm proud of myself to be able to identify these things young, because I listen to people talk. And respectfully, I'm like, I don't want to deal with these issues in my 30s. I want to be able to be more aware of myself, be able to stop myself from doing manic. Of course, life is going to be tough regardless. Let's not be stupid here. But I don't want to be in my 30s just dealing with things that I should have dealt with in my 20s. That's what I believe the 20s are for. The 20s are for self-development. Of course, I think you develop all the way in life, to be honest. You develop through life, but being able to unlearn certain toxic traits, even traits that you're not even hurting others, but you're hurting yourself, you have to unlearn those as well. And I think that is my biggest thing, unlearning things that are not good for me. Ah, hey God, call blimey geezer, mate. It has been a very interesting journey. And I think that is what is very scary, having to face these things. And you understand why people try to, like, distract themselves with work or try to fuck the pain away or, like, whatever. But that's not helping in the long run. It sure as hell does not. And I thank God that I've been able to work on my self-development from a young age. As I always say, heartbreak. Heartbreak, even though it was not a nice experience, it really helped me to become who I am today. And I don't want to ever give that person credit. Don't get it twisted. It's not about giving them credit, because it was not a nice experience. But it is good in terms of, it was good for me in terms of just being able to let out. People are temporary. Situations are temporary. There's no reason why you should allow someone to make you lose yourself. And I think decentering men from my life has been beautiful. It has been beautiful, of course. We all want to love and be loved. But a lot of people forget the beloved part. The beloved part, people have just turned a blind eye to that one. Love has to be mutual. Of course, we might express love in different ways, but it shouldn't feel off balance. It should feel like, okay, your one is weighing heavier than the other. There should be times where you guys can balance each other out. Because we're going to go through shit in life. I'm going to go through shit. My potential partner might go through shit in life. I'm going to go through our ups and our downs. But it's how we carry each other. I'm not the one that's always holding it on my back as if you're a baby. You're not a baby. I love to baby people, and I love to be babied as well. But not to that extent. Not that kind of baby. I love babying as, like, just nurturing them in a healthy way. I want to be able to experience healthy, platonic, and romantic relationships. That is my goal. I don't want to keep people around me that I feel love what they can get from me, but are not even offering anything in return, or even are being stingy what they can give back, if that makes sense. But that is something I've had to really process as well. Friendship as an adult is very hard. Friendship as an adult, it is an eye-opener. But we live and we learn. We absolutely live and learn from those experiences. I am excited for 2025. Don't get it twisted. I'm not angry. I'm not upset about 2025. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for growth. But in the same time too, I feel like every birthday is such a reminder of the fact that you're not getting any younger. It's a reminder of, like, literally, time is ticking. Obviously, we pray for long life, prosperity, all that good stuff there. But time is going. Like, I remember being 13 as if it was yesterday. You know, so it's such a reminder of just be just protecting your peace. For me, if there's anything that I even tell my friends, it's choose you. And that's something that I say to myself as well. I have really had to reevaluate a couple of people's place in my life, why they're in my life, situations, and you know, I appreciate what I've had to deal with in my past, because it's all contributed to who I am today. Like, I'm so happy that I've not allowed those things to stop me from wanting to love people, as I said, romantically and platonically, you know. But it's so important that I give that love to myself, if that makes sense. And I've worked on that a lot, and I think going through this pandemic, as I said, I don't ever want to call this pandemic a blessing. It's not been a blessing. People have lost loved ones, have lost their lives, have lost their friends, families. Nah, that's not a blessing. But having to go through lockdown, having to really face your shits, it's mad. But through it all, we give God thanks, child. But I think that is all. That is where I am at. I'm really happy I recorded this episode, because to motivate myself, like, I'm even recording on Sunday. I normally record on Saturdays, but I was just not feeling it yesterday. Yesterday, I was just like, I just want to be in bed, just watch people's content. I love supporting people's content. Listen to people's podcasts, watch YouTube videos, even if it's binge watching old videos over again, you know. But I'm super grateful for those in my life. I'm grateful for the blessings that have come and are about to come, in Jesus' name. And I'm going to end on that note. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. If you enjoyed, once again, use the hashtag TCM Show. Make sure to share the podcast. Rate and review it on Apple Podcasts if you want an Apple Podcast listener. I think even Apple Podcasts is even free. Download it. If you're an iPhone user, download the app and rate the podcast. Thank you, darling. Thank you. I really appreciate it. But yes, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, TheClassicMan and TCManyHQ. Follow me on Instagram, TheClassicManny and TCManyHQ as well. If you've got any topics you want to talk about on the podcast, let me know. If you've got anyone you want to see on the podcast, add them. Let them know, listen, I've got someone that I know, TheClassicManny, who's got a sick podcast. Come on it. And anyone is welcome. Anybody's welcome to the podcast. But yes, thank you so much for your support always. And don't forget to always do you and be unapologetic. Bye. I'm a classic man.